Councillor Bruce Finney made his case last night to council, asking for the release of a consultant's report looking into allegations of bullying and harassment in the Sackville Fire Department. The report was commissioned in April 2021 and completed in the fall of that year. Although the consultants made a presentation on the findings to council and to firefighters, former Sackville CAO Jamie Burke didn't release the report or any portion of it publicly. Here's Bruce Finney addressing council on Tuesday, with Mayor Andrew Black commenting.
First of all, council didn't get to read the report. I find that wrong, as a matter of fact. They came forward with 20 recommendations. I asked for a copy of the recommendations after they presented, and they said no. Why, I don't know. I have no idea. But I feel that we need to see the report to understand exactly what was going on there, then to determine who was being accused of whatever. And the thing is, I'm hearing to present day that there are still things happening going on in there, and that we need to finally nip this in the bud. We cannot continue to have a toxic environment for them to work in. And it's our duties as members of council to turn around and make sure that we protect the people that are there, as a matter of fact. So that's how I feel about this.
Again, we don't know that there's a toxic work environment. It is slightly accusatory to say that there is.
Then to turn around and bring forward, and it was brought forward by one of the people that was in the fire department. He, in public, and also turned around, it was in the media, was saying that there was problems within there. Now, we can do semantics and turn around and say, wow, we don't know if it's toxic. But there are problems. So the thing is actually, we need to find out what the problems are to see, and if they're still continuing, like I'm being told, we need to turn around and find out what we can do. And find out what they are, and then determine what we can do. And to me, I looked at it this way. Council always received any copy of any investigation or assessment, if you want to put it that way, and in the past, so we would know what was going on. We approved the fact that it needed to be done. We approved the money for it. And then to tell us that we can't turn around and see it, I'm sorry, I would have never, ever approved it and approved the money if I had known I wasn't going to be able to read the report. So we need to see it now and to find out exactly what's going on and to see if what I'm being told, the problems are still existing. And if that's the case, we need to turn around and find out what we can do to improve it.
Finney's motion was seconded by Dorchester Councillor Debbie Wiggins-Caldwell, who said she was concerned about the possible implications that unresolved workplace issues could have on the Dorchester Fire Department.
My concern with this is this happened before we were amalgamated, and now we've got two other fire departments that are all kind of coming in together here, and it really bothers me to hear the... Because I don't know, I didn't see the reports. I didn't read anything on what's going on. I know our fire department in Dorchester, if I may say, it's volunteers and they work very well together. I'm just worried about when we all collaborate together. I don't know how Pointe de Butte feels about this, but we should know what our firemen are coming up against, what they're going into. I don't want. You know, it doesn't feel me as being an elected official that we're going to send them out to the wolves and be, you know, it really concerns me because our fire department is our sustainability in our village. And it's, right. You know, so I would like to know what was in the report or read some of the concerns and just for my own information and to be able to move forward on this, Mayor Black.
Mayor Black took issue with what both Finney and Wiggins-Caldwell had to say, making the case that council could not even know if there were problems in the department without having read the report.
Making an assumption that there are problems without knowing what the report is you could easily make the same thing, make the assumption that there are no problems. So since we don't know the report, we don't know if there are problems. So making assumptions that there are problems is problematic.
But the former town of Sackville's own news release in April 2021 explained why the report was commissioned, noting complaints and expressions of concern involving certain personnel issues within the Sackville Fire Department. In addition, a number of former firefighters were on record in the media describing the issues they faced in the department. Journalist Bruce Wark published a series of articles based on interviews with firefighters, one of whom told his story on CHMA back in the spring of 2021. But when Finney brought that up, he was cut off by the mayor.
And I need to read that report so I can understand exactly what's happening, what was going on. Why did they think it was so important? Well, for instance, Kevin Scott was the one that turned around.
You can't say names.
He went public. The media.
I know.
So you can't use that name?
No. I would not use that name.
Mayor Black wasn't available after the meeting to explain his objections. Councillor Allison Butcher spoke against releasing the report on the grounds that it contained information from interviews with firefighters who were promised confidentiality. Butcher told council she was satisfied with the presentation made by the consultants.
For those of us who were here when the report came out, we did not get a copy of the report, but we did get a very thorough PowerPoint presentation with all of the issues without defining characteristics of names there, because everyone who was interviewed was assured that it was confidential. And confidential means that I'm not allowed, even as a counselor, to hear that Bill didn't like this about Joe. We can hear about the all-encompassing issue and what will be worked on, and we have requested that we find update on where we're at with the action items being done. But to expect that we should get to do that, to see something when we had all kinds of firefighters give their information with the understanding that it was confidential, is really unfair, because then it is no longer confidential and they had an expectation of confidentiality. So there are lots of things that we as a municipal government can do, but that's not one of them. We can't take what was promised as a confidential report and go, oh, we've changed our mind. Now we're going to all see it. So I can't vote in support of this motion.
Councillor Michael Tower agreed with Butcher, but also put forward the idea of a follow-up presentation to council, going through the 20 recommendations that the report included, but the suggestion was not formalized in an amendment on Tuesday. In the end, just Finney and Wiggins-Caldwell voted in favor of releasing the report, with six councillors and the mayor voting against. After the meeting, Finney told reporter Bruce Wark he was disappointed and would consider what to do next.
There's only two options that I have to do now. I can either go to the ombudsman or I can go to the court. And this is something I'm going to have to give some thought about. If I go to the ombudsman, I don't know if I'm going to be treated the same way you were, Mr. Wark. We're being refused for it. And as far as going to court, it's a matter of money. And so, therefore, I would have to say to myself, you know, try to find out approximately what it might cost me, and then go to the court and turn around and get the judge to make a decision on this.
That's Councillor Bruce Finney speaking to reporter Bruce Wark after a council meeting on Tuesday. Finney's motion to release a workplace assessment report by Montana Consulting into allegations of bullying and harassment in the Sackville Fire Department was turned down by council on Tuesday.